the phone, we've got our buddy, our pal, our traveler about.
And where the hell is he?
Mr. Paul Preston.
What's up, gang?
How you doing, Paul?
Damn decent, thank you. Hey, Zach, get the that fanfare ready that you played when you announced your made your announcement about your test.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I am ready.
I have a drum
roll? Do you want a drum roll too?
Oh, sure.
The whole thing.
I have a glorious announcement.
All right, here we go.
This last week, since the first time since March, went to the movies.
Woo!
It was awesome. The whole movies. Glorious movies.
He did the one tier.
The Indian.
The one.
But no, I saw the picture of him, and he's like by himself in the theater. It
oh
was
my
awesome.
Gosh! Mm-hmm.
The way God intended.
Yes, I actually went twice. So I got two different stories. Let me go at you in chronological. So you said I'm traveling. It's true. I may have made this announcement last time I talked to you guys. You know, a lot of things are closed, but outdoors is open. So I've been doing outdoorsy stuff. Went all the way to Yellowstone to see the national park, and it was
nice.
You know, incredible.
Love the pictures you posted, too, on Facebook, Paul.
Yeah, and on the way back, going through Utah. Hey, you know
Utah.
What? I think movie theaters are open here. So sure enough, popped in to see Bill and Ted Face the Music in the theater. And that's the one where it was just me. So there was one other guy who bought a ticket and he didn't show. Now,
what are the odds?
Yeah, right. In the same row, I'm like, dude, you know. But the whole theater, get a different row. So glad he didn't show at all.
But party on.
Kind of how I wanted to be eased into the movie going experience again. You know, like, just let's not have a huge crowd. Let's take it easy and just. But, you know, the big screen, and even if it's just Bill and Ted, it's not, you know, Dunkirk or some massive.
It's a movie,
spectacle.
No matter what.
It's a movie, and the audio overwhelms you, and the picture's larger than life, and it's just an experience. You know, it was great. So that movie, if you don't know Bill and Ted by now, I mean, I don't know where he's been for 30 years, but Bill S. Preston Esquire, Ted Theodore Logan, their parents now, their marriages are in trouble because, as you can imagine, they've kind of failed to emotionally evolve when they were younger. They're also struggling with the fact that they were previously charged in the movies to write this song that's going to unite the world, and it still hasn't happened. So they have the two daughters now that are getting in on the act, traveling through time to help them. So it's a whole big another time traveling thing. The time travel's easy to follow and it's fun, you know, explained with like a dumb guy enthusiasm by the leads, so you never get like into some crazy looper type discussions about what's happening. Right. And it was fun. Do you guys like those films, the Bill and Ted movies?
I saw it too.
What'd you think?
It was hard separating Keanu Reeves from what he's done the last 20 years into this again. It was just kind of, Paul, are you with me? There was a few parts where it just feels like he wasn't trying. Like he was almost like, I sabotaged myself.
I'm with you, and I can break that down, I think, because I appreciate that he was game. In fact, everybody in the movie was like, let's do this. You know, and they had fun, and the kind of loose energy of the whole movie just is... it's easy to enjoy. You don't sit there and put too much pressure on it to be anything other than what it was. But yeah, he does seem like he's kind of repressing an inner John Wick and preventing himself from killing everybody around him all the time.
Like he can't go back.
yeah. What he needed to think just a little more is smile. That Ted Theater Logan just never stopped smiling. He's like, I'm dumb. I don't know what's going on.
Excellent. You
know
what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and when he's struggling with a lot of adult issues, as Ted was in this movie, you know, it doesn't give him opportunities to smile a bunch. You know, they really are kind of crushed at the fact that their destiny of making the song that unites the world hasn't happened yet. And in the therapy with their wives.
That was funny.
You know, he's just kind of dumbstruck, like, what? You know, he doesn't understand anything about, like, talking about issues. But, yeah, a few more smiles out of Keanu, and I think that would have lit him up a little more. The daughters are great. I thought Bridget Lundy Payne, I think her name is, and she did a Keanu impersonation that was just right on point.
Paul, with this film, though, I mean, does it really capture everything that Bill and Ted have done? Because, I mean, it's been, what, 30-some years since the other two films. Does it kind of pick it up right after and keep the same fun vibe, though, overall?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. They're not trying to be like, let's deal with Trump and the economy and the climate change. No, they're just like, we got to save the world, because if we don't, the world will be destroyed. It's our destiny, you know, and right. It just is another
that's cool,
good-hearted.
Then. That's cool, because, I mean, that's, to me, that's what those two films were. You know, they were just a fun getaway film, and I was kind of hoping that this would be the same, too.
Correct, and this is more along the lines, I think, of the second one. The first that you can't quite touch. This one's more like in the second one, in that it maybe got a little bogged down and complicated than it should be, and death steals the show.
Oh, awesome. And what's the other one, buddy?
Well, speaking of time travel, I had to go and see Tenet. It's the movie that Hollywood's been waiting for, to launch the return to theaters with, because Christopher Nolan is such a theater guy. Got to see his movies on the big screen. That's how he wants it. And so, turns out you go an hour and a half down the road to Oceanside. There, all the theaters are open. Now, this was last week. I'm told now, as of yesterday, some Orange County theaters have opened as well. You guys can maybe confirm that. Mm-hmm. But I was told a few places have opened down there, too. L.A. County, still nothing. But willing to travel for something as big as what Christopher Nolan put together. If you don't know what it's about, well, that's because they're not telling you. You got John David Washington, Denzel's kid from Black Klansman. He plays an agent, pretentiously known as protagonist. He learns about this secret world where people can invert time. So there's this one guy who masters time inversion, and of course he's a villain. He wants to start World War III, and this protagonist has to go and stop him. So that's the super easy summation of a movie that is otherwise wildly dense with plot and story, and it does a decent job of sort of laying it out, but I gotta admit, man, I still got super confused, and I love to think I'm pretty savvy film goer.
Wow.
It sounds a little like Inception.
I'll tell you the biggest difference. Inception is one of my favorite movies in the last 10 years.
I liked Inception too. I could follow that one. That's,
First of all, yeah, I followed it. I caught the dreams within the dreams and how they all kept, the layers it built upon itself. But the biggest difference was Leonardo DiCaprio had this like insane pain to his character that was just, he watched his wife jump off the roof, and you kind of want to go for that. You want to go for that. Get behind him, and I was rooting for him. And then you had Ellen Page's character, who was sort of playful. This movie tries to play it so cool. It's really kind of a cold and distant movie. And so they opt instead for being calculating about the plot and being cool and reserved instead of having some real emotional elements. That was the one thing that kind of kept it from being as involving as Inception for me.
Okay, so theater or wait to watch it, stream it at home?
Oh, you got to go to the theater.
Because
Oceanside.
This is... don't very often... It's how Hollywood makes the movies. Like, hey, we got the rights to this book, or hey, we found this great new script. Get this guy directed. He'll be great. Okay. There are a few directors who say, look, studio, this is my vision. This is what I want to do. And those are the movies you should see. Tarantino, Soderbergh, Christopher Nolan. So if you can get the true director-driven movie, you got to go see it on the big screen.
Okay, maybe.
Paul, real quick, what was your take on the release on the new Batman trailer? Did that intrigue you, or were you kind of like,
It intrigued me. I'll be honest with you. I hope it doesn't go like hard R. I can't tell from the trailer. I think I'd be put off by just a super hard R Batman movie, but I think it looks solid. I think Pattinson looks good. It looks, Batman looks haunted. Guess what? Batman looks like he's a tragic figure again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He always is, but they look like they're doing that.
Okay. So you like the way the trailer was put together overall?
Yeah, I think Colin Farrell is also one of the most underrated actors out there.
Oh,
guy's
yeah.
Guy's been great in about 1,000 different things. And now he's going to be the Penguin, and he's practically unrecognizable in that trailer.
That's Colin Farrell?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had to check a bunch of sources, too, to make sure. But yeah, that is him.
Holy cow.
And you got Matt Reeves, right, who made Cloverfield and
right.
The Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, just buying him one of those Planet of the Apes movies. Yeah, so he's I'm looking forward to it. You know, but basically, coming out of fandom, I take the Batman trailer, I give back the Snyder Cut trailer for Justice League. It looks like that trailer doubled down on all the worst parts of the DCEU. So I'm not looking forward to that.
Okay. Mm. All right. So you change your mind now on the Snyder Cut. And
actually, I didn't like Justice League the first time around. I don't need to see it recut. I don't think it's going to get better.
But you don't think so? You don't think it's going to be a different, completely different take on it, though?
Then show that in the trailer. Because here's the thing they've never touched. If you remember Superman the movie, when young Clark Kent, standing in the field looking out at Metropolis, and he knows, I gotta leave the Kents, and I gotta go into the city, and I know my destiny of what I have to do. And you know, and Ma Kent comes out there, and they have this great moment in the field. And there's nothing like that in the DC. You know, this trailer's just like, look at all the lightning, and now there's dark, creepy clouds, and they just have doubled down on all these special effects. I don't see them having a scene quite like in Captain America Civil War, right? When Tony donates all this money to the students and he walks down to an elevator and there's Alfred Woodard and he stands there with her waiting for the elevator until he realizes she hasn't pressed the elevator button. She's not here for the elevator. She's here to talk to me. And so when she goes to her purse, he puts his hand out to, because he's got this PTSD that she's going to reach for a gun. Like all that kind of interpersonal stuff. There's no special effects. There's not even a superhero in that
actual
scene. That's
acting.
The best scenes in the entire MCU. DCEU's got nothing like that.
Oh,
and
snap.
The Snyder Cut trailer
didn't give
me hope that they're going to.
No, it's totally true. I totally agree with him because, I mean, even if you look at the original, I thought Tim Burton was the great director for the first two because he understood that Gotham City was its own entity. It was his own.
That's very Burton-esque.
Its own character. The thing that they failed, though, is to tell the Batman story of how, why. In every film that's come out, with the exception of Batman Begins, and even that failed to a degree, he's called the world's greatest detective. You have to realize that his debut was in Detective Comics before he came out on his own comic line.
Huh.
And he's called the world's greatest detective. No movie has really ever shown that, of how did he get there.
Hmm.
You know, yet when we look at the 77, or was it 76, when Superman came out, you know, it's, what is it, like 45 minutes, Paul, before we even see Christopher Reeve open his shirt?
Yeah.
Because there's a story there. We see Krypton. We see it being destroyed. We see the building of the ship. We see the ship taking off. There's Marlon Brando talking to baby Kal-El while he's traveling through space. He knows it's light years away. He still has time to learn and to grow. You know, he's like 3 or 4 when he lands here on Earth. You know,
I remember looking at comic books, and I wasn't a comic book reader. Mm-hmm. And I remember finally looking at them. I was probably, you know, in my early teens, and thinking, wow, there's a lot of emotion in these.
Oh, yeah.
And when it builds.
It's a mini soap opera is what it is.
Yeah. And I never really realized that. And then I do see what you're saying about, oh, man, bagging on the DC.
You know,
Marvel's more.
It is. And I think they did it right. And they, again, that goes to credit, I think, to Jon Favreau, basically, with what he's done.
Shout out to Jon Favreau.
Yeah. And I've got more respect for that guy.
Well, he's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, but DC has never really truly done it properly. And I think if they did, the franchise would be better. They've got the scripts already in the comic books. Just copy the damn thing. I mean, you've got the animators from Warner Brother Animation doing that. And they even now have a new animation film coming out where it's from the book A Death in the Family, where they kill Robin. But now there's 3 different ways that you choose the ending.
No way.
So just like they did in real life, does he live or does he die? So you have those 2 endings and what transpires in those. And then there's another one where does he survive? So does Batman not save him? And does Batman save him? Or does he survive? So you got 3 different endings.
Maybe he becomes the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, my gosh.
You never know.
He can be Tales of the Crypt, which I was into back then.
So you look like it now.
Boy, yeah. We're super nerdy.
Well, Paul laid down a hard line here with the DC Marvel split right there.
It's a divided subject.
I don't need the Batman origin story again. I do hope that the Batman just kind of gives us Batman and lets him have an adventure. Don't need to see Bruce Wayne's parents die again. Don't need to see, Spider-Man's Uncle Ben die again. I mean, all these things.
Yeah.
We got it. Just be a Batman and have an adventure.
But, Paul, do you think that the story was ever told properly, though? I understand that we get the story. I think Batman Begins is the one that best explains it all.
I agree.
But the real story of everything, of how he, got there, there's still a lot of holes, I think.
Perhaps. But if they go back and fix that, I just feel like it's already such well-treated. Yeah, Joker dealt with Batman's origin. I'm like, I don't need that again,
Yeah.
I just don't need it.
I was just thinking, do you think they're riding the coattails of the success of Joker?
That's why I worry it might be a hard R.
I
think it would just be ugly and not quite the movie I was hoping for. I mean, Dark Knight is ugly, but I'm not put off by it.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
I just think I'd be put off if it's like, just, hey, we're really enjoying and relishing the fact that we're swearing and being gory and all that. I just think it might be too much.
Yeah. We will see.
Yeah. Paul, what's your next trip, buddy?
Oh, God, I don't have one. No, because Yellowstone was a huge thing. A stop in Zion National Park up in the Grand Tetons, went to Idaho to the Lava Hot Springs. And I got out of Dodge and had a great time. So
His next trip is buying some shrooms. No?
Wow.
No? Paul, is that not your thing?
No,
okay.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, see, I'm talking about going outside. I get shrooms. I don't leave my house.
But this damn smoke, this smoke is just, ugh.
He went out of state, Amber.
I know.
Like where there are no fires.
But we're going
out. I was going to go kayaking the other day, but it's like, nope.
Yeah.
Not till the sky stops being on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Really? Well, buddy, we love you, and I'm glad that you took those trips and everything. They were wonderful pictures, and just let us know next time we got some new streaming stuff to watch on Netflix or wherever.
Oh, yeah. Quick shout out, HBO Max.
I was
Class Action Park.
Will do. We'll check it out.
I just got my subscription.
Yeah, Class Action Park's about the world's most dangerous amusement park. It's a crazy story about a theme park I went to a couple times when I was a kid. It was dangerous and crazy and run by a lunatic. And
I have it on my HBO Max list to watch. I'm at, bam, that's
we'll
on
check
there.
It out.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Later.
All right.
Bye.
Take care, Paul.
Bye.